Hello, Grandma.
Hi, Rebecca.
Welcome to Great Minds Drink Alike.
Here I am.
Oh, shoot. Oh, wow. Okay.
It's unplugged already.
No, we're getting...
Look at that door.
...plugged. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm very
Tell
happy.
Everybody your exciting news.
What is it? She's so cute. Which part? Which one? That I got my vaccine? What?
Yes!
Oh, I didn't know, because, you know, we can't talk about certain things.
I don't know what Mommy was talking about that I couldn't say.
Oh.
I don't know. She's in the corner over there being annoying.
Oh. She's
so annoying.
I don't know. Yes, I got my vaccine. I'm ready to end this pandemic.
Cheers to that.
Yes. Go get it. It does no line. 1, 2, 3, in and out.
Well... Grandma, it wasn't that easy.
It was that easy to
you
get
didn't
it.
Make the appointment.
No. It was easy to get the vaccine,
hours.
I said.
My mother spent hours.
No, but it was easy to get the vaccine in and out with the vaccine. I didn't have to wait on a line. I didn't have to wait outside. Stop peeling your foot.
Right.
I didn't have to wait outside. I didn't have to wait on the line.
Right. It was also easy for me to get my polio vaccine, but.
You got your polio vaccine?
Yeah, when I was like a baby, I think.
What?
I'm just saying, it's easy to get a vaccine.
I got my shingles vaccine, I got my flu vaccine, but this vaccine was a little bit more, people were saying you had to wait online, you know, it took a long time. It still takes a long time in the state facilities.
Right, but it wasn't easy to get the appointment.
No.
It was in no means easy to get the vaccine appointment.
Well, not the first one. I don't know about the second one. Was the second one easy to get?
No, the second one they have to give you.
No, I mean, in Walgreens, was it hard to get in Walgreens?
Hard to get what?
Vaccine. An appointment for the vaccine in Walgreens.
Well, they make you at the same time.
They make you the appointment for the second vaccine because they know you're getting the first one. Like, they're not gonna leave you hanging.
That's not what I asked.
Then what's the question?
The question was, when you tried to get the vaccine from Walgreens, was that just as difficult as when you were trying to get it in the state facilities?
Yeah, that I don't know. I'm sure it's all hard. Shut up, Lily.
She wants to talk.
Well, very exciting news. Spring has sprung. Well,
yes.
Not really.
It's going.
It's definitely warmer. It's like
we got a message.
Okay.
I'll read you the message.
Breaking news.
Hi, ladies.
Mom, why do the podcast?
What?
Do a podcast.
I'm going to talk to you about the podcast.
Oh, what's the message? Who is it from?
And Suzanne, I think.
Stop can I?
Shower. No, you can't talk about it.
Oh, then we're not going to talk about it. That's a little weird.
Not. I don't know. Your mother said no. I don't know.
No.
Well, who invited her? Who invited her to butt in with us?
I don't know. She's
anyway, I'm
me.
Very excited that it's almost over and everyone's getting a vaccine and it's going to be done.
In Grandma's world, the pandemic is over.
Almost done. It's almost done.
Okay.
All my girlfriends have gotten their appointments. They've got the vaccines. It's all started.
Awesome. Yeah.
We'll be able to see everybody again, once again.
Maybe.
No, maybe. Did you hear what I said?
I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. On the up and up.
Yes.
I'm hopeful about this summer. I got plans.
What do you have plans doing?
Well, I just have, like, some weddings and stuff, you know. I'd like to make it, too. I'm supposed to go to Arizona.
I thought you were going to Arizona.
Well, I am going to Arizona, but who knows? There could be like a seventh wave, and then I wouldn't be going. But who knows? I'm supposed to go right now.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh.
For my friend's bachelorette party.
Oh, that's right. That's Marina?
No. Marina, we're going to New Hope, Pennsylvania for her bachelorette party.
So who are you going?
My other friend, Kayla.
Oh, she's. Are you in her bridal party?
No.
Oh, okay.
Grandma, can you stop reading your text messages while we're doing the podcast?
Yeah.
That's so rude.
Yeah, just give you a little Olivia because it's gonna.
Okay,
be
I'm ready.
Okay. So, yeah, so I'm excited. Gonna go to Arizona. And then, yeah, who else knows?
Oh, my goodness. Now, that's a bachelorette party.
Yes.
Okay, so not with Louis, just by yourself.
Right, no boys.
Oh, good. All right.
He's actually going to be going to Vegas that weekend.
Why is he going to Vegas?
To his family's. It's his cousin's 50th birthday.
Oh, my God. Mazel tov. All right, so you're going to Arizona.
Is that why he's going to the gym? He said he was going on vacation.
Yeah, that's with me.
Oh.
That's with me. We're going on vacation.
Where are you going?
Well, hopefully, if I get my way, we'll be going to Tulum, Mexico.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. And where does he want to go?
It's delicious.
No, he wants to go there, too. But we also talked about going to an all-inclusive. They don't really have all-inclusives in Tulum, Mexico.
So where would you go for this all-inclusive?
For the all-inclusive, we'd have to look at other places. Like, I don't know.
And when are you going on this vacation?
August.
August. Hmm. Okay. And you're going to Arizona when?
June.
And when are you going to, where are you going for Marina's?
Marina's bachelorette party is in April.
Where?
I told you, New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Oh, huh. That's funny. Well, who does she know in New Hope, Pennsylvania?
Nobody, but that's, like, she lives in Virginia and everybody else lives in New York, so that's the midway point.
What's and there? I don't...
There's a spa, and there's, like, some wineries, so...
Oh, good. All right. So should
Lily!
Lily! Get down. I don't know why she's climbing on the coffee table.
I think it was cheese, I hope.
Yeah. But anyway, oh, so that's funny.
Yeah, so... That's the travel plans.
Oh, my God. So there's no plans on you getting engaged because you're spending all this money on all these vacations.
Grandma, I'm not getting engaged soon.
You're not getting engaged soon? What does that mean?
I'm not getting engaged soon.
Oh, okay. You're going to get engaged later.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully later.
Okay. All right.
Just don't, like, be thinking that I'm going to, like,
I'm going to cause a stroke because I'm cold. I'm here.
I'm just saying, don't be thinking like
I gotta think because everybody's making me too many appointments and I gotta make sure that I have everything available.
Oh my God, I went away for Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
And I told this annoying lady at work, like, I was going away. And then she was like, I came back, she was like, oh, I don't see a ring on your finger.
Oh, I get it. I'm one of the annoying ladies.
No.
Not your grandmother who's concerned, but I'm the annoying lady who you work with. I get it.
No. Brenda.
I'm just asking.
I was like, ow, I don't see a ring on your finger. And I was like, no, Brenda. You don't. And also, like, Brenda doesn't know me. It's very odd. It's very strange the way people act when they know you have a boyfriend and you're a certain age. It's very strange. It's like, why do you think you don't know anything about me other than around what age I am and that, and she asked me how long I was dating my boyfriend, and that's the only thing she knows about me, my relationship, anything.
Well, I didn't know how old you were either because I was talking to Shannon and I decided you were 25. She's no much. I think it was Taylor. She's 26.
Yes.
I said, oh really?
I am. Is that okay?
That's fine. You know,
so that's all she knows, and she just thought I would come back from a weekend with an engagement ring.
Well, because it was Valentine's weekend.
Yeah, but like.
Well, that's all. I don't think she meant anything.
Like, not everybody who gets engaged on Valentine's Day? Okay, Grandma got engaged on Valentine's Day.
That's all I know.
I actually, for one particular reason, no, I would never get engaged on Valentine's Day.
Well, no one's getting engaged on holidays or special days anymore. They're just picking a day, like, out of the sky.
Right, because it has to be, like, a surprise. Because people these days always know when they're getting engaged.
Hmm.
Like, you know, it's kind of planned.
Hmm.
So there needs to be, like, a surprise action going on. And Valentine's Day would be no surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Which might
well, maybe would be if you didn't know you were getting engaged.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be getting engaged without knowing I'm getting engaged.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't know why you think that, but okay.
Because you know it's coming. You're like, picked out the ring.
Maybe.
You half planned the wedding before you get engaged.
He picked out the ring. Maybe he picked out the ring without you.
I mean, how would he know what I'm going to like?
I don't know.
It's not like I wear diamonds all the time.
How did Connor know what Alyssa was going to like?
She probably told somebody who told Connor.
No, I don't think so. But that's okay. Whatever you want to do is fine with me.
It's not up to me.
Whatever
really.
He wants to do too is fine with me.
Listen, I'll get engaged, but it's not going to happen anytime soon.
That's all right. We got another. We got a whole year to go.
I would do it, but. Oh, a whole nother year? You think we're going to get engaged in a year? No.
Well, maybe why in, like, not? Three. You know, we have, what do we have? We have the birth coming up this year. We got two-year-olds getting a birthday. We've got a wedding in June.
Okay, like, Grandma, birthdays don't equate to weddings and people being born. No? You can't, like, put that in the same category, I gotta say.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, well, then in that sentence, you could say, Rebecca's 27th birthday.
Yeah.
Olivia's 24th birthday.
What does that mean?
Just saying, like, a 2-year-old birthday does not equate to, like, 27, to, like, a
wedding.
Well,
because when you're 27 and when you're whatever Olivia is, that's the time when you might be getting engaged.
So
not
we'll
2 years old.
Just save the celebrations.
Not 2 years old.
So we'll just save the celebration until I'm engaged, which won't happen.
Listen, I don't care if you get engaged. I don't care if you get married. I don't care what you want, whatever you want to do.
You asked when I'm getting engaged.
I asked, but I don't care. I mean, I'm not gonna hold my breath. I'm not gonna not love you just because you're not engaged. I'm just asking if there was any kind of a inkling.
I just want to move out of my house.
Okay,
that's the first step.
Rush.
That's a good step. Although I got engaged and I got married out of my mother's house, I never moved out.
I don't think that's smart.
I got engaged and married out of my mother's house. It wasn't no big deal.
Listen.
But that was a long time ago. People do things differently now.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's that.
That's that. That's that in a nutshell.
Yeah, what were we talking about before? You distracted me.
Excuse me. I'm so powerful. What were we talking about? You're going to Connecticut?
Oh, well, I did go to the new house in Connecticut.
Good, okay.
And, yeah, there's no furniture, so, you know, don't be booking your reservations yet, people.
No, nobody invited me yet, honey. I guess I have to go when there's a bed available.
You're going to have to go online and book make a reservation.
Okay.
We're going to have some sort of reservation system.
Oh, we're going to have a big party. But I want to go before the big party.
What's the big party?
I don't know. According to Bobby, you're going to have a big party Memorial Day.
Who? No. I'm going to have a party for my birthday.
Oh, good. Where are you having this party?
Connecticut.
Okay. I thought maybe Arizona or Mount Hope.
New Hope.
New Hope.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever been to a bachelorette party, Grandma? Did you have a bachelorette party?
You know what? I can't remember. I don't think I did. I don't know.
You wouldn't know because you don't drink.
I know. Why would I go? Oh, I have it, right?
Yeah, that would be boring without drinking.
No, I had a shower. That's it. I don't think I had one. No, I don't think so. Well, I had enough bridesmaids.
How many bridesmaids?
4. And I had Francis, Patricia, my sister. I had 4 or 5. 4 and a maid of honor.
That's a lot.
Yeah, well, that's okay. It was good.
No, nowadays people have like 12. It's a little ridiculous.
If I had 12, I'd have to kill myself. 12 is too many personalities.
Yeah,
trying to
that's
make
what
one
I'm
plan
saying.
One day.
I don't want any bridesmaids.
I'd be nuts.
No.
Too many people. I remember when Brooke was going to Carrie's bachelor party. Bachelor party, what do you call it? Bachelor party, bachelorette party.
Bachelorette party.
I mean, although my husband had a bachelor party, come to think of it.
Of course.
Yeah, how come? That wasn't fair,
because
right?
Sexism.
That wasn't fair.
Not
right?
Fair.
He had all his friends.
Not fair.
Son of a gun. Wait till I get up there.
Maybe traditionally it used to be more of a man thing.
I guess so, because I remember he had all his friends.
Yeah, because women don't like to drink, party, express themselves.
A lot
sexually.
Of people used to go to the strip club. You know, the guy who you put the money in his underwear.
You put the money in the guy's underwear?
Yeah, you know, like, what do you call that? A strip? What do you call that when you put the money, the man dances and.
I wouldn't know.
I didn't do that, but I know a lot of people did.
It's called a strip club.
That's what I think it was called. Yeah.
Have you been to that one?
No, I haven't. I went to. What did I go to? I was horrified. I was married. I was with Daddy. Went to some kind of a club where they did whatever they did.
Are you really horrified?
Yeah, I was a kid. I don't know what the hell I was. I was 20 years old. What the hell do I know what the men were doing on the stage?
They were just dancing.
I know, but. That's different than what I'm talking about when these women go and they put the money in the person's underwear.
A strip club is a strip club.
Well, this must have been a, what do you call that? A burlesque show, I guess.
Oh, burlesque is different. That's when they
dance.
They like a story. They dance and there's like a story told through the dance and like they remove their clothes.
No story.
But every time they remove their clothes, it's supposed to be like purposeful and like. Supposed to be meaningful to the story.
Ugh. I didn't like
that's
it.
That's what burlesque is. I've been to a burlesque show.
I wasn't enjoying it. Anyway, how do you like the cowboy, nude cowboy? He got arrested in Florida.
Wait, this is what I was talking about in the last podcast, that something that's always weird is happening in Florida. So this week is
the naked cowboy
arrested
got arrested
in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Always weird.
With his whitey tighties. Isn't that funny?
Well, I thought he was in Times Square. How did he
Well,
get there?
He must have went on a vacation. Maybe went to a bachelorette party in Florida. I don't know.
He probably got summoned for a bachelorette party, right?
He probably. But he was in the street and he got arrested because I didn't know in Florida. I guess you don't need one in New York, which I thought you did. A permit because he was arrested because they found him putting money in his guitar. Oh. He needed a permit. So I don't know if that's just a permit in Florida, or
it's like panhandling.
Do you need a permit in New York?
Of course.
Well, that's when. Then he's a dummy. If he knew that, he should have had a permit to do whatever he's doing in Florida.
What a dumbass!
Well, that's not me.
Dumbass.
It doesn't make sense to me what he did.
Well, I hope that.
He learned his lesson.
I hope there will be no
put his clothes on.
Strippers at the bachelorette party I go to.
I hope not.
It'd be weird.
Who? You like that? Who said that? You, Olivia?
My mother said I'm boring.
Oh, I thought it was Olivia. I'm going to say Olivia. Surprise, Olivia.
I'd like to just, like, drink wine.
And chat and have fun. And talk about fun
and
things
chat.
That happen. Fun things that happened in your life. Oh, Stefania and Brookie are friends again. Finally. Talking about that. I guess they were on different planets.
Uh-huh.
You know, Rebecca Brookie having Ben and getting engaged and having a baby. And Stefania still floundering around with her boyfriend.
Floundering around?
Well, because this is a new one. This is a new one. This is not the boy she had, Anthony.
I think they've been dating for like a year.
You think it's a year already?
Not a year. Maybe like a little less.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't even know if she's still going with him. I mean, how do you know? She calls you? Oh, okay. Maybe she knows more than I know. I don't know if she's still dating this fella. Who I don't even know what his name was. Come to think of it.
Eric?
I don't know.
I think it's Eric. It's not average.
I really don't know what his name was. I really don't know what his name was. But I just know everything's going along nicely.
Everything That's is... very lovely. Happy to hear.
Yes.
Girls is... get back together.
Everything is going, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to plans, but we're going forward.
What are plans?
Plans like Connor's wedding, Brookie's baby. Can't say what it is. Because
we have no idea.
No. And what else? Oh, and Brookie's wedding. and Connor's wedding. And Benjamin wanted to know if Brooke wanted another baby. She said,
when?
Like ever?
Listen. Yeah, ever. She said, listen, I'm having this baby, I'm gonna get married, and then talk about it.
That's a good plan.
Yes, she's good.
Is a good plan.
Whatever happens.
One baby at a time.
Whatever happens, happens. Yes.
But she
having
twins.
Imagine she was having twins. No, we don't have twins really in our family. Sunny has twins.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't think it's from, I don't think it's from us. I think it's from the Hudaks.
What about
Aunt Martha
has twins.
Aunt Martha, but I think that's from Martha's family, not from my brother's family.
So it's the Hudaks, the other families, all the other families, but the common denominator would be your family, but it's not your family. It's
family. Well, because
it's everybody else, not me.
No.
Okay.
Well, sure. Because I'm trying to say to you, we, in my family, the Grays, we never had any twins.
Right. So you're saying it's everybody else's husband giving them twins?
It's okay. If I had twins in my family, I would say yes, but I think it was the Hudaks, and I think it was, the Pazulas.
Yeah.
Well, I'd best be not having no twins.
I don't think so, because I don't think we have twins on my side of the family. And I don't think we have twins on your father's side of the family.
Right. Unless I'm going to have a husband.
Well, who knows? I don't know what your husband, who he's going to have. Maybe he's going to have a tribe. I don't know. I don't know who your husband is. You're not engaged yet. I don't know who your husband is. When I get introduced to your husband, I'll ask him, are there twins on your side of the family?
Okay.
And he will answer me.
I don't think there are.
No, I don't think so either.
I haven't heard about any twins. Right. A lot of children.
Well, yeah, that's okay to have children. Children are good. Children make the world go round like Willy Wonka.
Yes, that's true. But not too many children, like two kids.
Well, it doesn't matter. Two kids. Two kids here, two kids there, two kids the other way. If you had two kids, Olivia ever had two kids, and Chris has two kids, that's already six kids.
Yes.
So who knows?
That is a lot of kids as well.
I know, I was thinking of this. You know, the only one who had boys first was Suzanne.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had a girl first. I had a girl first. Aunt Sunny had a girl first. Mm-hmm. Aunt Martha had a girl first. Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet I'm only going to have girls.
All right, they're all right. Do you like girls? Can you handle girls?
Yeah, all I want is girls.
Okay. Well, boys are nice, too. Mm-hmm. Boys are lovely.
Louie wants no girls.
Who cares what Louie wants? God is in charge.
I'm just saying.
Why doesn't he want any boys? He doesn't like himself?
No, he wants boys. He doesn't want girls.
Oh, I thought you said he wanted girls, no boys. Oh, okay. Well, whatever. You know what? I don't know if he'll get
his
wish.
Not that it matters.
I don't know if he'll get his wish, but whatever. Whatever floats his boat.
No, I don't think so, because our family makes girls. I don't think that.
Well, what does his family mix?
I don't know. He has a brother. Oh, and he only has brothers. He has no sisters.
He has three brothers.
Oh, that's true. He has three brothers.
When you get pregnant, and when you
get, you know, you get married.
Well, you have to get in. Well, no, wait a second. Got to get engaged, and then we got to get married.
Yeah, but what if I want to have a baby first? Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter because we've had that already.
At least I'm not first.
We welcome whatever you do, as long as you don't commit a murder.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a little bit, that's going to be a little hard for us to get over.
That's fine. I'll try not to.
Yeah, but anything else we can handle with love.
Okay. But nope. Not twins.
You can have twins if you want.
I don't, that's not up to me.
No, it isn't. But you say you don't want twins. You may get twins, but I don't think you can. Because I don't think so.
I think if you have twins
in our family.
You have to have like extra special eggs.
No, you just have to have two eggs that get caught together by the fish that swim.
Is that how it happens?
Yes.
Or it splits. The egg splits. That's how
you make
identical.
But you don't have to worry. We don't have any twins in our family. We have twins in the in-laws family. But if you have twins, we will love them.
Do you think people who have...
I would. But if you have twins, I'm going to tell you this right from the get-go. You must put on a bracelet with the name so I know which twin I'm picking up.
Grammy, you can't see anyway. It doesn't matter. You're not going to know. You're
well,
not going to know.
I
want to
pick up the right kid.
It's a boy and a girl. You're
I'll use my life.
You're going to have to.
I'll use my life.
You're not going to be able to tell.
I want to make sure that I pick up the right kid.
I'll just put different colored headwear on them.
Exactly. Because otherwise I'll be very confused. And I do not want to be confused.
No, me either. I mean, I bet I would be confused too. You're like, which one is this?
I know. I don't understand how people do. How do people know which twin they're picking up?
They know.
I'd be picking up a twin and I'd be like, which one is this? And like, oh, it's the dog. Like, I just, I think I'd be confused.
Fortunately, I think you would know a dog from your children.
I don't know. The middle of the night, people are crying. I'm crying.
I'll be crying too.
Like, I don't.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know how I would do.
Let's hope.
Not well.
Let's get over the first things first, whatever that is. You know, we have to deal with what we have to deal with. How was your Connecticut weekend?
Very lovely.
Was it really a bear paw you saw on the window?
Yes.
Did Louis confirm this?
No, he thinks I'm crazy.
Oh,
okay. Well, that maybe
it was literally
maybe I like him a little better.
A paw print. It looked like a big paw print.
Uh-huh.
What other person's paw print would that be?
Well, a paw print and a handprint is different. Was it a handprint or was it a paw print? You don't know.
Not a handprint.
Well, it wasn't a hand. It definitely was a paw.
I know. I'm just asking that, sweetheart. Who asked you
right
over there in the peanut gallery? Are you on our payway?
Yeah, are you on the payroll? I don't think so.
Okay, so what happened?
It was definitely a paw print.
I don't think so.
Because the windows had a lot of condensation because the hot tub was on.
Uh-huh.
So it was all foggy. And then, you know, when it's foggy, you can see, you know, handprints and stuff on the windows. Mm-hmm. So I saw this from across the room.
Across the room you saw this paw print?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the hot tub. And it was on the other side of the room. And then I went over there.
And you had your eyeglasses on at the time.
Yes, I was wearing my contacts.
Okay.
I said, oh, my God, it's a paw print. It's a bear.
And Louis said?
No.
Okay. And he didn't get up and investigate. And the bear didn't come in.
Olivia's saying she can't listen to us anymore.
You can't listen to us anymore?
Yeah, she did. She said, I can't
listen. She didn't say
anything. Did you say that? Mm-hmm. She said, I can't listen to this anymore. They're so annoying.
Well, maybe we are.
We have the worst audience ever.
Well, you know, that's why we have to get sponsors.
Well, yes. We're getting sponsored.
Where's the fellas who work in the podcast room? They like us.
Not here today. I'm my own tech person today.
Oh, my God.
I've
used
my computer forever.
All right.
Okay, calm down over there.
You get crazy?
Yeah. I'm just trying to drink wine and chill. All right, I think we got to stop this and then listen to the next episode to get the rest of this convo.
Ah.
I can only record 30 minutes on this
one.
All
right. What do you think? Get
gotcha.
Low tech.